Before I open with a word of prayer, I'd just like to acknowledge Mother's Day. Now, for me, that takes a moment because I am not a big Hallmark holiday kind of person, but I am a biblical person. And the Bible is very clear that we are to honor our mothers and our fathers. So today we'll mention that we are honoring our mothers. Exodus 20, verse 12, right in the middle of the Ten Commandments, says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long on the land which the Lord your God is giving you." This commandment comes with a promise of long life. And that's the only commandment that's got a promise built right into it. Honor your mother. As I was thinking about this, this morning I just jotted down some notes. You know, the role of the mother is becoming more and more misconstrued and confused in our country every year. And I looked at the Bible and I said, okay, so what does the Bible say the role of the mother is? The core responsibilities. The first one, believe it or not, is spiritual training. Do you realize that? Mothers are tasked with teaching their children about God and the Bible. Proverbs 1:8 says the following, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching." Do you see that second part? The father's got the instruction piece, but the mother has got the teaching piece of that. The children need to be taught from the time that they are young. Proverbs 31:26 says, "She opens her mouth and wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness." This should be the mother. The law of kindness, wisdom coming out. The second thing that the Bible talks about very clearly is nurturing and care. Biblical motherhood is characterized by a special kind of mother love. There's actually a special word in the Bible for a mother's love of their child. It's philotechnos. Philo is love, and technos means child. So it's one word in the Greek, a special word for that. And it talks about tenderly meeting a child's unique needs. The third thing is nurturing and care. Biblical motherhood is characterized by a special kind of mother love. Sorry, I'm moving on. So anyway, it really is about caring for the children. Modeling faith is another one. Mothers are expected to model godly living as seen in the example of Timothy's mother and grandmother. Read about Timothy sometime and who taught him. It was his mother and his grandmother, one of the more influential people in the Bible. And it was the mothers that actually did provided him the basic framework. Another one is household management. I love this one. The reason I love this one is because the Bible sets a very high bar for it. And when you look at Proverbs 31, I'm not going to read it this morning. It's a very long section in Scripture. It tells you what the mother is to do. So when you get a chance, that's a good place to read because it talks about the mother encouraging her and managing and taking care of things. For every woman, whether you've got physical children or not, do you realize that the Bible talks about spiritual mothers? The church family includes mothers in faith. It's older women that disciple the younger women. And the older women are called to do that. That is their responsibility to help the younger women along. All women are due lasting respect. Honoring a mother involves ensuring her needs are met, especially as she ages. The Bible is especially clear about widows, by the way. And then I want to point out the ultimate example. Think about Jesus hanging on the cross. He's taking on the sin of all man. He's completed his mission on earth, and what's one of the last things he does? He commits his mother to the care of his beloved disciple, John. He stops everything he's doing and commits his mother. That's how much he honored his mother. The Son of God taking on the sin of the world. He's focused for a period of time specifically on her, to honor her and make sure she's taken care of. I can't think of any example that comes anywhere near that of how we should care for our mothers and love our mothers. The only other thing that I would say is I hope you realize that God uses women as a spiritual example. There's a high bar. You see, God says effectively that they're a reflection of him. And in fact, he occasionally uses maternal imagery to describe himself. He actually said he will comfort his people, quote, as a mother comforts her child, Isaiah 66:13, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be a comfort in Jerusalem. You see, God is relating to us through the image of a mother. Every one of us has a mother, unless science has gone a lot further than I think. But today, we should take a moment. Even if your mother is not alive, thank God that he provided you a mother. Whether it's a good mother that in your view or a bad mother, he provided you a mother. He provided you life. If she's alive, take a moment to honor her.